Lobbyists are under scrutiny because of Republican Congressman Tom DeLay's foreign travel. The House Majority Leader faces a possible ethics investigation for his ties to one lobbyist and for accepting funding for foreign travel. Kenneth Gross specializes in the laws and regulations governing the lobbying industry. He's a partner in the law firm Skadden, Arps, Meager, and Flom's political law division. He told Steve Inskeep about the legal limits members of Congress face in accepting outside funding for trips.
If they are paid for from a permissible source, and there's where we get into the legal provisions, and they also have to report, the member has to report who paid for the trip, and it also has to have some connection to their duties as an office holder. You can't just send them on a ski trip because they feel like skiing. It has to be some substantive activity going on at the location to bring it into their duties as an office holder.
Although there have been cases where people, members of Congress have accepted paid trips to places like Hawaii where they happen to be having a conference.
Yes. Usually these trips are not happening in downtown Newark. They're happening in places like Hawaii or Vail in the wintertime or Florida. They're usually desirable locations.
Now, who is allowed to pay for a member of Congress to travel and who is not allowed?
The permissibility of who can pay for the trips is laid out in the House Ethics Manual. A registered lobbyist and an individual or a firm that is registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act is not permitted to pay for the trips.
Can someone who would hire a lobbyist pay for a member of Congress to take a trip? Can a corporation pay for a member of Congress?
Yes. Some people view this as a loophole because the lobbyist, under the definitions under the law, are actually the person who is doing the lobbying and not his or her employer. So if XYZ Corporation hires John Smith to lobby, XYZ Corporation could pay for the trip. It's just that John Smith couldn't pay for the trip.
You also alluded to registered foreign agents.
Yes.
One of the cases involving Tom DeLay involves a group that had became a registered foreign agent shortly before sending him on a trip.
Right.
Who has to register as a foreign agent, and what are the rules for them?
An organization or an individual or even a corporate entity that is operating on behalf of a foreign government, a foreign political party, and in some instances under even a private foreign principal. And that's precisely what happened here. The defense will be, undoubtedly, and I don't represent Mr. DeLay, I didn't know that they were registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And in that case, there may be some credibility because the evidence that's come out so far is that this entity registered 2 days before the trip. So what the standard is for him to inquire, the diligence required for him to check in, whether he should have known, are all the issues that are going to come up in this investigation.
Members of Congress are allowed to accept so many free trips, and they accept hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of them every year. Given the law you've just described, it's a little surprising that anybody manages to violate it.
And most of the trips are, in fact, permissible. They are not sponsored by lobby organizations. And I don't want to say that these trips are all bad, that there's something inherently bad about an all-expense-paid vacation, because they really aren't all-expense-paid vacations. They are substantive trips. You know, where you draw the line, where it goes over the line, is really what we're looking at here.
Ken Gross is a lawyer who specializes in election and ethics laws. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.